Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God, with our host prophetess, Sherita Berry.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We give God honor. We give him praise and we give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Let's praise him on this morning, because I understand in some countries it's in the morning, some places in the afternoon, some places in the evening. Glory to God. And we just worship him in spirit and truth on today. Hallelujah. You know, I got some not so good news early this morning. Glory to God. I just give God praise and I give him glory and I give him honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But truly, he's an awesome God. He's an awesome God, people of God. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. He's an on-time God. He's a just God. He's a mighty God. He's a faithful God. Glory to God. You know, on today, I got some bad news on this morning. You know, I'm just recovering from this virus. Glory to God. And COVID-19. And still, you know, I'm feeling good. And I told another woman of God, I said, I feel like I got my help came back, glory to God, and my strength came back, glory to God. Still have a long way to go, glory to God. They say basically when people recover, they really haven't truly recovered, because it's still a long road ahead to total recovery. But I still thank God anyhow, because it is well with my soul. You know, the song says, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. Come on, let's worship him. It is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One more time. It is well with my soul. Hallelujah. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because it's well. It is well. It is well. It is well with my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, my sister woke me up, my daughter woke me up this morning with a phone call and told me my nephew, my youngest sister, glory to God, my baby sister, glory to God, lost her son on today. We thought he got shot, but we finally found out that he had a heart attack, and he's 21 years old, just turned 21 this past August. And it is well with my soul, glory to God. And as I was coming to get on a broadcast, glory to God, the Lord dropped this in my spirit, this song, and I heard this song, I'm at Peace by Vicky Yohe. So I'm going to play a little bit of it, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm at Peace by Vicky Yohe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just wanted to play that song on tonight, glory to God. But I am at peace, glory to God. Even though my heart is shaking, glory to God, I'm at peace, glory to God, knowing that my storms have rolled away, glory to God. I am peace, and at the same time, it is well with my soul, glory to God, because I know God is going to make everything well, glory to God. As a matter of fact, it's not he is going to. He has made everything well, glory to God, and he's given us the peace that's the plus of understanding in this hour, and I thank him, and I praise him, I worship him in spirit and in truth, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Let us finish listening to the end of that song, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I remember the day, Lord. I remember the moment, Lord. You came and laid your hands on me. And now, Lord, you died for me on Calvary. And now I can see my storm has moved away. You came and laid your hands on me, and now I can see clearly now the rain is gone. You came and laid your hands on me, and now it'll be all over in the morning. You came and laid your hand on me, and now I can see.
Glory, hallelujah. I'm at peace. How many is that? How many of y'all on tonight? You're at peace, glory to God. Hallelujah. You're at peace on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank everyone for joining me on tonight. For truly, we are transforming the nation with the word of God, taking the word of God to every nation, far and wide. Glory to God. And we give God praise and we give him glory. We give him honor in the name of Jesus. We worship him. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you all on tonight. Glory to God. Our topic is how when you take a moment, or I should say when you take a moment to stop and pray for someone, that your prayer will change their life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to let you all know, when you take a moment to stop and pray for someone, glory to God, it is your prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is your prayer, glory to God, that will change. Hallelujah. Change things on that behalf. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you take a moment to stop and pray for someone, it is your prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That will change things on their behalf. It is your prayer that will change the course of direction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for bringing us here today. I do not take this day like this. We'll come before you. Lord God, humble myself with a heart of repentance, bowing at your feet. God, asking for forgiveness if we've done anything knowingly or unknowingly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We cast every spiritual wickedness in high places, demonic activity, prince of Persia, principality, these rulers of darkness, every imp, and we cast it into the abyss from whence they came. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We shut down first and second heaven. We confuse the language. In the name of Jesus, we shut down every portal, every access point, every point of entry, every door, every window, even the atmosphere, and we seal it shut with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We render them powerless. We confuse that language of witches and warlocks, soothsayers, psychics, medium, necromancers, witch doctors, voodoo doctors, those that chant, those that speak curses, those that think curses, those that write curses down, and those that dispatch curses, we render them powerless. We confuse the language. We shut down every portal and every access point, every entry point, every point of entry that they're using, even the atmosphere that they're using. We shut it down and we seal it shut with the blood of Jesus Christ. Those that astral plane and astral project, in the name of Jesus, we shut down every doorway that they're using to gain entrance into the atmosphere on this day, in the name of Jesus, and we seal it shut with the blood of Jesus Christ. We cancel their appointments. We cancel their assignments in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We cancel their group meetings in the name of Jesus. We render them powerless. We confuse the language. In the name of Jesus, everything the enemy has sent forth in the atmosphere that's coming from the north, south, east, and west, the northwest, the southeast, we send it back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for the lawmakers of this land. We pray for health care workers. God, we pray for those that are sick and shut in. We pray for those that are mourning. In the name of Jesus, I pray for my family. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray right now for this earth. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every continent, every state, every region, every nation. In the name of Jesus, every city, every territory, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the atmosphere, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the angels that you assigned to our life to serve, to protect, and to cover us, and to fight and warn our behalf. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your dunamis power. We thank you for your consuming fire that's sweeping across the land, that's lighting up everything that is unclean, ungodly, unholy, that's abominates to your eyesight, ear, gates, and nostrils. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. God, I praise your name. As we seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we say amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We worship you in spirit and truth. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's worship him. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Come on, worship him. Come on, worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you pray for somebody, glory to God. Hallelujah. When you pray, hallelujah, it is your prayer that moves mountains. Glory to God. It is your prayer that shifts the atmosphere. It is your prayer, glory to God, hallelujah, that will change the direction of whatever is coming, glory to God, to come up against somebody, glory to God, hallelujah. When we pray, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, and when we seal it in Jesus' name, God is obligated to move on our behalf, glory to God. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all preservation of supplication for the saints, for all saints. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, come on, let's worship him. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Glory to God. Come on, let's worship him. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what Ephesians 6:18 says. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 That was from the KJV, the King James Version Bible. Glory to God. In the NIV, it says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Glory to God. For all the Lord's people. Glory to God. Hallelujah, for all God's people, glory to God, for all God's people, glory to God, we're to pray, glory to God, hallelujah, to pray. It is when you go into your secret place and petition unto God on their behalf. It's when you go into your secret place, glory to God, and begin to intercede, glory to God, and you got to be specific. When people come to you and bring prayer requests and petitions unto you and ask you to intercede on their behalf, and you ask them, what is your request? What is your prayer request? What do you want me to take to the Lord in prayer? And they give you specifics, glory to God. And then you go into that secret place and you begin to pray. You begin to intercede, glory to God. Hallelujah. You go in that secret place and you begin to ask in Jesus' name to move on their behalf. It is when you pray, because our prayer changes things, glory to God. The word of God says pray without ceasing, glory to God. So every time we pray without ceasing, glory to God, God is steadily moving, glory to God. Things are beginning to change. The atmosphere is beginning to shift. Somebody's life is beginning to line up according to God's word, according to his purpose, and according to his plan. Glory to God. Somebody, when you go into that secret place and you begin to intercede, glory to God, on behalf of somebody, glory to God, somebody is being raised from the dead, glory to God, because you took the time out to pray. You took a moment to pray, glory to God. You went into the secret chamber, just you and God, and you begin to pray and make supplication on that behalf and petition unto the Father on that behalf, and God begin to move on that behalf, glory to God. It is when you go into that secret place and begin to intercede on behalf of your fellow sister and brother in Christ, glory to God, that blinded eyes shall be opened, glory to God, deaf ears shall be opened. It is when you go into that secret place and begin to make supplication and begin to petition the prayer unto the Father, glory to God. It is when you say in Jesus' name, God, I come before you on behalf of sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so. God, they are asking for this, and God, they're dealing with that in the name of Jesus. And God, I come before you on that behalf, and I petition for healing on their behalf, glory to God. And the lame shall take up their bed and walk, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. The cripple will throw down his crutches and begin to grab his
Jesus and begin to walk in the name of Jesus and tell about the goodness of Jesus Christ and all that he's done for him or her in the name of Jesus. It is when you pray, glory to God, and somebody, the doctor's about to pull the cord, and God drops somebody's name in your spirit, and you cry out on their behalf, glory to God, and just as the doctor pulled the cord, hallelujah, the life, the breath of life, the spirit of God comes back into that person. There's brain activity. The heart begins to beat. With all the organs shut down, and the organs begin to come back one by one. It's because you went into that secret place and you began to petition unto the Father on their behalf in the name of Jesus. And you said in Jesus' name, and when you pray and intercede on somebody's behalf, glory to God, and you say in Jesus' name, God is obligated to move. He's obligated to shift. He's obligated, hallelujah. It's because you came to him. Hallelujah. And you wasn't selfish with the prayer. You didn't do like most people do. Oh, yeah, I pray for you, and you never pray for them, but you pray on them in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, I pray for you, but you go and take what they share with you, and you begin to gossip among the saints in the name of Jesus. And that person thought they could trust you about whatever you gossip about them, got back to them, and now they don't trust you, and that has caused them to step away from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's when you go into that sacred place and you take just a moment out of your time, a moment out of your day, and you begin to pray and intercede on somebody's behalf. Glory to God. The word says in Ephesians 6 and 18 in NIV, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Glory to God. We're to pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. Glory to God. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. As we pray for our sisters and brothers, we pray for those that are dealing with health issues, sickness, infirmity, and disease. And we make this declaration on tonight. We declare and we decree on tonight health and healing. We declare and we decree and make a declaration on tonight miracles of healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We pray in the name of Jesus. We worship God on tonight as we pray for those that are mourning the loss of a loved one in the name of Jesus, the loss of a sister, a brother, a son, a daughter, a mother, a father, a husband, a wife, parents, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is when we pray. We pray for those that need deliverance. We pray for those that are seeking salvation. We pray for those that are bound. We pray for those that are in darkness in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are shackled and bound. Those, hallelujah, that have been held captive to the enemy. And we pray and we make this declaration that they'll be free, because the word of God said, whom the Son set free, he is truly free indeed in the name of Jesus. When you go into that secret place and pray, we pray for those that are here on tonight in the name of Jesus, listening in the name of Jesus. We pray for your family. We pray for your husband. We pray for your wife in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for your children. We pray for your in-laws in the name of Jesus. And we ask God to move, hallelujah, exceedingly and abundantly, all that you can think and all that you can ask in this hour. We declare and we decree in the name of Jesus that you shall receive whatever it is that you are seeking from the Father in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. A divine invitation. Hallelujah. A divine visitation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Is when we pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's when we pray and we go into that secret place on behalf of each other and we make the proclamation, hallelujah, and we pray in Jesus' name for all God's people, hallelujah, hallelujah. I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, I say amen. If you have a prayer request, you can email me, SharitaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com. SharitaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Or you can call 641-715-3900. That's 641-715-3900, extension 884-230#. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, make sure I give you the right number. Glory to God. Because somebody emailed me and said, Prophet Barry, that was not the right number. It's 641-715-3900, extension 884-230#. Glory to God. Until next time, you all have an awesome, blessed, and wonderful day in the Lord thy God.
We pray you enjoyed today's broadcast. Don't forget, you can also find Sherita Berry Ministries on iHeartRadio and on Spotify. Connect with us on Facebook, Sherita Berry Ministries, or call 731-377-7770. Until our next broadcast, may God richly bless you and your family.